You know how it is when sometimes people just won't leave you alone. Well, this is one of those stories. And I've been pretty busy lately. I've been posting a few things lately, so this leads to some very horny men, sometimes young men, lighting up my inbox and sending me some messages, which I do love. And of course, with this flood of messages, then I need to reply, so I spend a great deal of time replying, and not just to the new people, but to the current people that I'm talking to as well. You know, so amazing dirty pen pal writers, and oh my god, there are some fucking amazing dirty pen pal writers. And if you don't go there, you really should. Anyway, so I'm sitting on the couch and I'm in front of my laptop and just going through the long list of messages that I need to reply to. And you are at the end of the couch and you keep teasing me. You know what I'm doing. You support and you encourage my playing with others. I dare say, get off seeing me, get a rush, or reading something that I happen to find particularly arousing. But you're making it hard to concentrate. I'm trying to focus on these messages, and you keep teasing me with your words, telling me all the different things you're going to do to me. And I keep trying to ignore you, and it does become harder and harder, because, well, you know, you're you, and I like fucking with you, and I like fucking you. So I tell you to leave me alone, and then I turn back to my laptop and get back to work. Well, this apparently is now a challenge for you. Because the next thing I know, you stand on the couch and then slide behind me, one leg on either side of me, and I feel you scoot in, and then you put your hands on my thighs, and you put your head on my shoulder, and kind of squeeze me a little bit and just, you know, ask me what I'm doing. I'm like, you know what I'm doing. I'm trying to work. Work in quotes, of course. And then you start kissing the side of my neck. And I feel you slide my hair to the side. And you're kissing the back of my neck. And all the while you're doing this, you're telling me to keep writing. Don't miss any of those messages. And I bite my lip trying to focus. It's now increasingly becoming difficult to focus thanks to you. While you're kissing my neck, you're running your hands up and down my thighs, curving your fingernails inward, and I can just feel you kind of slightly pressing them into my pants, occasionally running it to the inside of my thigh, and then kind of back up to my groin and out before you actually touch anything. But it's that delightful, torturous tease that you enjoy putting me through so much. I just feel everything you're doing, but continue to tap out my responses. Then I feel your hands at my waist as you slide your fingers underneath my shirt. Then you just rub your fingers back and forth on my stomach, which you know is particularly sensitive and hard for me to ignore. And once the sensitivity dies down a little bit, you then put your hand up to my chest, and each hand firmly squeezing the breast before sliding behind my back, and I feel you unclasp my bra, and then back up to the front of my chest, and your hands now feeling and playing with my breasts now that they have been freed. I feel you pinch the nipples between your knuckles. A delicious little bit of pain. Then you slide your hand back down. I feel my shirt just start to creep up my body. And then it's sitting right on top of my breasts. And then you're touching me again. Slowly. So fucking slowly. And then then the shirt continues to pull up. And I have to, of course, raise my arm so you can get it up above my head. And then I feel my long hair land back on my back again. Feels good. And then you push my bra down off my shoulders, and that ends up on the floor as well. Nuzzling into my neck, and your hands are just running all over my body. Both hands pulling up into my shoulders and pressing me back into you. Pulling my hands away from the keyboard for a moment before releasing me and letting me go back forward. Lightly massaging the back of my neck. Shoulders and moving your way down. Oh, I'm almost just wiggling in my seat with all the attention that you're giving me. And you slide your hand up and you wrap my hair up in a fist. And you pull my head back. Oh, and you kiss my hair. And then you whisper, "Get back to work. You have important work to do." Fuck. Ah, you release my hair, and then your hands go back. My legs, they go back to my thighs, and you're running your fingers up and down, nice and slow, coming up around my hips, and then your hands, both of your hands, slide across my tummy and aim for the V between my legs. Slide past the sides on the inside of my thigh, still not not quite touching me yet. Oh, and all I want is for you to touch me. I still have more to do, and I don't know that I'm going to make it. Your distraction too good. Oh, I want you. Oh, I want your fingers. I don't bother telling you, you already know, and you're not gonna do it if I ask it anyway. You're gonna do it when you want to. Finally, I feel your fingers sliding under my pajama bottoms, sliding over the top of my panties. Oh, which are now undeniably wet. So turned on by what you're doing to me. Oh, my hips press into the couch. Oh, wanting to increase the pressure against your fingers. Oh, I want you to play with me. You run your fingers across my clit. Circles over the top of my panties. Oh, you're driving me fucking crazy. God, you know what you do to me. Oh. Oh, I tilt my head back. Oh, then you're in my ear again telling me to focus. You're telling me to focus while you're doing this to me. Oh my God. Finally. Finally, I feel your fingers going underneath. And one long finger goes down my sleeve. And then I feel it pushing in my pussy. I want you to do so many things to me. But right now I want you to let me come. I want you to make me come. So I tell you. And then you ask me if I'm done yet. I tell you I have one more message to answer, one more. And then you tell me that not yet. Oh God. I try to focus because now you're focusing on my clit. Oh, you're taking the wetness from inside me and circling around my clit. Oh God, your fingers feel so good. Oh, and you tell me I can't come. Not until I properly respond. So I guess I can't just finish it without. Felt really great. So I get to work as fast as I can and try to get out a response. God, I want to go. I want to go. Oh my God. Please let me go. I know. Not yet. I know. Not yet. I'm trying. have one paragraph done. I just a little more. I just need a little more. I just need a little more. Finally a flash of inspiration. And I write as fast as I can. Usually 90 words per minute, but Jesus Christ, I think I'm managing 10. Oh my God, my fingers just won't move. My leg is shaking. I wanna go. Let me go. Almost done, almost done, I'm almost done. I'm almost done. Oh. Finally, I hit enter. Send it. Oh, I'm done. Oh, yes, I'm ready. Oh, God, please, yes, I'm ready. Please let me go. Oh, God, please let me go. Oh, I put my arms up behind your head, firmly grasping the back of your neck, arching my back into you. Grinding my hips into the couch. And then, oh, fuck you, stop. Oh, but you. You put your fingers in my mouth. No! Oh, fuck you. You get up from behind me and move back to the other side of the couch. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. You are so dead. I lean back against the couch and I look at you. I can feel my hands vibrate. I want to come so bad. And you just open your book.